This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. We've all had those moments wondering how we might make some extra cash. Musician Adam McFarlane explored the internet for ideas. There were plenty, but one captured his interest as an interesting process he might master. McFarlane, who's originally from Texas, tells the story of how he began the highly successful Kalamazoo Candle Company and made the city of Kalamazoo his own. Adam, I understand the story of Kalamazoo Candle Company begins in October 2013 with one box of wax and one man. Were you that man?
I was, yeah. Kalamazoo Candle Company, I like to refer to it as a happy accident for me. I didn't intend to really start a candle company, but it's something I've really grown passionate about over these years, and it's been a really, really fun ride so far.
So this was a happy accident. Do explain. How does that happen?
Well, I was actually looking to start a different business with a friend of mine, and they had a bit more money to put into it than I did. And I like a lot of people that, think they, if you want to make some extra money, you just type it into a search engine. How can I make some extra money? And, things I can sell to make some extra money. I found a website that listed 100 things you can make, and I clicked on 4 or 5 of them. Candles happened to be one. And really quickly, reading through the how-to of candle making, it seemed really fascinating to me. And I found myself reading about it all weekend long. And I think it was partly just due to my own background. My degrees are actually in music. I have a bachelor's in music education and a master's of music performance. The master's from Western Michigan University. And so anybody that's in music, or I think a lot of sports or many other things, what the public sees of your work is really only about 1% or so of your actual time as a musician. The other 99% or whatever it is in a practice room by yourself. It's in an ensemble practicing. It's, in any number of ways, just getting better at your craft. And that is, even though I'm not really a musician really much anymore, that's part of the process that is just ingrained in me, is just the love of getting better at something. And I happen to be able to find that in candles. And so after I made my first terrible batch of candles, I just fell in love with the process and kept making them, gave them to a few friends that liked them. And then, like you said, in October 6th of 2013, Handmade Kalamazoo here in Kalamazoo, when they were still around, agreed to take my candles. So, and then that same day, a customer of theirs bought a candle. So that's the day we kind of claim as our birthday, October 6th of 2013.
I was wondering about your background, what you were before you were a candle maker. I imagine you must have music piped into the room, though, when you're making your candles.
Definitely those first couple of years, when it was just me in a room. The first commercial batch was actually made in a bedroom that I was renting in a guy's house in the Millwood neighborhood. He would ask, "What are you doing in there?" I was like, "Oh, it's not important."
That's just great. You're a Renaissance man.
Well, it's fun. And I think it's a lot of fun being able to spread the joy that is Kalamazoo. I'm not from here originally. Came here for grad school and just fell in love with this town. And I was really happy to be able to make it my home, after graduating from Western, working in the nonprofit community in various places and capacities. And now as a company named after the town we're in, I really couldn't think of anything better.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I'm wondering, too, because I've been a big candle burner, at least before I moved into a house with a wood stove. And then at some point, I started hearing that candles are not the best thing to burn, carcinogens and whatnot. You've taken some extra steps to make your candles with natural type of materials. So talk about what makes your candles unique and safe.
There's a lot of different kinds of candles out there. Some of the more prevalent ones would be beeswax candles. Those are actually, for a long-lasting candle, that's the best option out there. They last really longer than any other kind of candle.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, they don't hold scent very well. And then you could make the argument of, is that what you want to use bees for or anything like that? But that's for other people. side. Then the two major ones these days is a paraffin candle and a soy candle. Mm-hmm. Paraffin is a byproduct of petroleum. So whenever they make gas and other things, there's this extra stuff, and they've found a way to turn that into wax for candles and various other things. So when you buy a candle that's not soy, it's usually got paraffin in it. We use soy candles, and even soy candles, if you see a candle that just calls itself a soy candle, there's no guarantee that it's 100% soy. Candles are really unregulated. So as long as you're kind of, you know, you have that thing in there, you can call it whatever you want. So if you see a soy blend candle or a soy candle, I would question whether or not it actually has 100% soy, because they could have added some paraffin in there to make it look better. Because one of the great benefits of the paraffin candles is it's a sturdier wax that makes it look better on the shelf for longer. Whereas a soy candle has a bit more natural and organic kind of look to it. It doesn't look perfect. There are just things about it that look not like, you know, most customers are trained to look for a product, or store buyers and things. So we have to do a lot of education on our candles as to why certain things are actually okay. Like, there's a gap between the wax and the jar that you can see. That doesn't mean we shorted you wax, because we do everything by weight. It just means that the glass and the wax heat and cool at different rates, and they pulled apart a little bit. We could add something to the candle to fix that, but we choose to make things as natural as we can. And so we don't add that in there. You know, like any art, you know, you're really defined a lot of times by the materials you use and the conscious decisions that go into that art. And, you know, candle making is a craft. And so we were really conscious of what we put in there. So not just the wax, which we think soy is the best one, not only from a natural sustainability standpoint, but they also have better throw of fragrance. They fill a room better. They hold more fragrance. There's just all kinds of better things about it. And even our wick, we don't use any metal in our wick. Lead is out. You can't use lead in really anything. And so lead wicks don't really exist anymore. But there are still companies, some pretty big ones, that use metal in their wicks to help burn the candle faster. So there's a really interesting test that I did. I bought a candle from a store here in town, a big box store. 21-ounce candle I bought for about the same price as our 10-ounce candle, and ours lasted longer.
Oh, nice.
So a candle, our candle being half the size of theirs, and it lasted longer. You know, you look at the size and you look at the price, and you think you're getting a bargain, but you're not.
Interesting to know, yeah. I see on your website, too, you provide some hints on how to make your candle last longer. Talk about how to get the most out of your candle.
When you burn a candle, it's not the flame that's letting out the fragrance. It's the melted wax on the top layer of the candle. So really, once your candle has a full melt pool on the top, that's what we call the melted wax, a full melt pool, it's really okay to put out the flame. Because the wax will remain melted for a while, and it'll still be putting out that fragrance. So that's one way to get it to last longer. Otherwise, you definitely always want to trim the wick. You know, that's always best practice on candles. It keeps it from smoking. It keeps it from doing a lot of other bad things. But we also recommend dipping a wick into the melted wax when you're putting it out, instead of blowing it out. There's a safety thing, because when you blow out a candle out, that flame and any hot pieces of the wick could go anywhere.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Adam McFarlane, candle maker and owner of Kalamazoo Candle Company. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.